Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty.
And welcome, dear listeners. Boy, have I got a great show for you this week. The momentum from last week's 10-year anniversary show has not slowed down at all. The next couple of shows are filling up very quickly. And this weekend I've got a record show I'm going to, so there's just going to be more and more for you in the future. No signs of slowing down. I started this week's show off with Derek Martin. Daddy Rolling Stone is the name of that track. It was covered many times, especially by mod bands in the 60s. That came out in 1963 on the Cracker Jack label.
There's a place I know not far from here where they dance. You can be young or old, makes no difference, you take a chance. Forget your shoes, cause you dance in your stocking feet. Baby, when they boss and monkey, they might dance right out of the streets. Everybody, come.
That was Jan Bradley from Robbins, Illinois, born in Mississippi. She started her career singing songs penned for her by Curtis Mayfield. But in the mid-60s sometime, there was a dispute about publishing rights and she had to stop working with him. She had her first hit with this song that I played called Mama Didn't Lie. It made it to the top 100 in the U.S. and made it into the top 10 in Canada on CHUM in 1962. She's considered a big Northern Soul star. This track is considered a crossover mainstream Northern Soul track, which I would call Northern R&B. But by the early 70s, she decided to quit singing professionally and raised a family, became a social worker. She lives in the south suburbs of Chicago now. Before that, The Manhattans, track called The Boston Monkey on the Carnival label, which came out in 1966.
Tears from your eyes. Everybody's friendly. Every day is a brand new feel. Hey, hey, when you're living the good life, there and so real. Talking about a soul real. So know that there's nothing you must do to get there. Your heart must be true.
started off there with a track by Jackie Wilson called Soulville, which was an LP-only track until last year when Sonic Wax put out a box set of LP-only 45s. So before last year, you could only play this off of the LP, but now released on a very convincing Brunswick lookalike label, with all credulity, I's dotted and T's crossed, this 45, as well as many others from LPs by Jackie Wilson, has been released on 7-inch. The track's called Soulville, but it's not the Soulville that you may know by Titus Turner, recorded by Dinah Washington and Aretha Franklin and many others. This track was written by Buddy Scott and Jimmy Radcliffe and came out on his Higher and Higher LP. After that, another LP-only track that was recently pressed to 45. Back in 2004, this became available on the Atlantic label, released in the UK only by the Warner Strategic Marketing people, marketed strategically to the Northern Soul scene. Tracks called A Thousand Wonders came out on the Tighten Up LP in 1966. And finally, The Toys, covering Smash Mouth. No, sorry. Smash Mouth covered this song by The Toys. Can't Get Enough of You, Baby, is the name of the track. It was a minor hit for The Toys. It was a major hit for Smash Mouth. This came out in 1966 on the Dino Voice label.
Center of the country and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
Walking right on by me. That's good. so cold. You think you own the world, but you don't own my soul. A little competition now, maybe that'll wake you up. Stir up some ambition, yeah, and really shake you up.
That was Terry Knight and The Pack, also known as The Pack or The Fabulous Pack, a garage band from Flint, Michigan. They put this track out on the Lucky 11 label. I played it for you on the Canadian Barry label. And before that, The Litter, white hot garage psych band from Minneapolis. This track's called Action Woman and it came out on the Scotty label in 1967. Started everything off there with possibly my very favorite Bonnywell Music Machine track, The People in Me. I absolutely love it, although I don't love how it starts. It just jumps right into it and it's really hard to play out, but I often find a way. The Music Machine were a great garage band, fronted by Sean Bonnywell on guitar and vocals, and their shtick was that, I mean, aside from wearing all black and all having, you know, that quintessential 60s garage black page boy hairdo, they all wore one black glove, even when playing the guitar. That track came out in 1967 on the original Sound label.
I know you don't know what I'm going through.
Let me tell you that it hurts so bad.
It makes me feel so sad.
without your love, I can't go on. It's another day, but the same old song.
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
Oh, I can never get enough of that. That's The Ringleaders, Baby What Has Happened to Our Love, on the M-Pack label. Huge Northern Soul track. Absolutely love that record. My copy looks brutally beaten up, but it sounds great, which I'm really happy about. I did get it for a pretty good price because of its visual condition. A very expensive record goes for a lot these days. Before that, Percy Sledge, Baby Help Me on Atlantic from 1967. Something a little bit different from Percy Sledge, I think, but definitely fits into that Northern Soul groove. Started everything off with Susan Raffi. She's only 19 years old when she's singing this track. Real blue-eyed Northern Soul for sure. She was discovered by jazz stalwart Creed Taylor and signed to Verve Records, which I played this track off of. The track's called Hurt So Bad, and it came out in 1966.
Congratulations, Mod Marty, on celebrating a decade of On Target. I'm DJ Nico, host of Girl About Town, heard both on Totally Wired Radio and The Face Radio. Marty is the epitome of a Renaissance man. He's just got great taste in fashion, radio, he's a fantastic DJ and an amazing graphic designer, and an all-around nice guy. Happy 10th anniversary.
Be my sweet darling. Oh, girl, oh, girl, oh, girl. I love you, I love you, I love you. Sweet.
First of all, thank you so much to DJ Nico for those lovely words. DJ Nico does a monthly night in Toronto called With It, which is absolutely amazing. If you're ever in Toronto, you must check it out. I truly appreciate that you took the time to put that together and send it to me. My ridiculous spam filter hid it from me, so it didn't make it into the show last week. But you know what? I want the world to hear your sentiments, so I decided to put it into this show. Thanks again. Started off there with Jimmy Soul Clark, Come On and Be My Sweet Darling, another Northern Soul classic from 1967 on Soul Hawk label. After that, D and Joe were Detroit duo William Ambrose Baker and Joe Grant. They put out two 45s. This is their first one, called Who Is It Gonna Be, which came out in 1969 on the Jubilee label. And the last track I played there was Bobby Freeman's version of The Duck, which we all know the Jackie Lee version. The story is that Jackie Lee put out The Duck. Jackie Lee is one half of Bob and Earl. He's Earl Nelson, is his real name. And he wrote The Duck, and it was charting until this song called Shotgun by Junior Walker came out and knocked him off the charts. And he followed that up with a track called The Shotgun and the Duck. Ain't no shotgun gonna shoot my duck. And that's just an aside story. This story that I have about this particular record, this Bobby Freeman version, which came out in 1965 on the Autumn label, is that I played it early doors at the Red River City Soul Club, which runs from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. So I played it probably around 8:39, and one of the patrons comes up to me and says how much he loved the record and what was it and so on and so on. And then hours later, drinks later, she comes back up and says, can you play that song again? And I'm like, well, it's been several hours, so I could play it again. So I played it again. By the end of the night, I had played it four times, and every single time I played it, everybody in the joint got up and danced to it. It was a crazy night. I would never do that ordinarily, but everyone was reacting to it, and she had other people backing her up wanting to hear it. So what harm? Am I right? It was tons of fun and such an obscure record to get so excited about, but a really great record.
All right, don't lose it now. Come on. somebody told me. Somebody told me.
They've been hurt.
They've been hurt.
But if it went the way that it should have, you would never, never hear a wrong word. 'Cause love is good when it goes like it should. Love is good.
Love is good.
Fellas, you choose the wrong kind of girl, can't you get hurt?
You get hurt.
You got your heart all mixed up in a whirl, and you get hurt.
You get hurt.
They've been hurt.
They've been hurt.
Oh, but if it went the way that it should have, you would never, never hear a wrong word. Love is good when it goes like it should. Love is good. Oh, love is good. Hey, hey, my love is good. Hey, hey, my love is good. Hey, hey, my love is good.
You are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Waiting for me. Said, to open the sea. Wait, wait till I tell you now just what the double time and yellow mean. Just wanna tell you now the facts just before you end my life in misery. She said so long, I'm glad that we're through. Your mom is gone, your living's gone too. And so I took an X from X Judge to the double time and get a mine. Just wanna tell you now the facts, Judge. Said the Easter singer's peace of mind. That is why I'm here, just fighting for this life of mine right to the end. I've tasted blood, red juice, and wine. The telegram was evil for me. Now she's gone, there's no more to be. Wait, wait till I tell you now, Judge, what the double time and gal will be. Just wanna tell you now the facts, Judge, before you end my life in misery.
That was Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames, Telegram. Listen to the lyrics of that song. I'm pretty sure it's about killing somebody, but it's such a lovely song. You don't want to listen to the lyrics if you know that it's about probably some kind of domestic violence that ended in murder. But you know what? I could be wrong about my interpretation. So if you've got another take on it, please let me know in the comments on the show. I'd really love to hear from you guys. I keep on asking you to comment and to send me any kind of feedback. I don't hear from very many of you here and there, but I'd love to hear from more of you. So if you think this is about something different, let me know. This came out in 1965 on the Columbia label. Before that, the Rolling Stones with Little by Little on the Decca label. And before that, the Mindbenders. That's Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders on the Fontana label. No relation. The track's called Love is Good, and the song is good too. Top of that short stack was The Animals, their version of CC Rider. It's a corker, clocking in at 177 BPM. I used to play that all the time at the Mod Club in Victoria. I love that track. Haven't played it in a long time, though. I should really put that back in the box. Came out in 1966 on the MGM label. I'm going to leave you off now with Richard Groove Holmes, his version of Archie Bell and the Drells' I Can't Stop Dancing, which came out in 1969 on the Pacific Jazz label. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.